Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Tuesday coming up. Dave Archer's going to join us to talk about our Falcons guys. Analyst for Atlanta Falcons here in about 10 minutes. And we got some questions for Arch because there are some things that are worrying us. They're not really, you know, it's not to the point. It's like what I say last week, Mike, DEFCON 1, right?
Yeah, DEFCON 1, the missiles are generally flying.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Pretty darn bad.
Red zone efficiency, where are you, DEFCON? 4?
3. I'm at a 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, 2 touchdowns, all these. I just said last spring, all these weapons. I mean, I know that Drake's not 100%. Mooney's banged up. But you still got weapons you invested in. You invested the pre-agent money in Mooney. You drafted all these guys. So why are we a dead zone, red zone? Come on, Zach.
Yeah. So we'll talk to him about that and get his thoughts on the offense and how to improve there. And also, this run game, is this sustainable? I mean, if it is, guys, Bijan's going to have 1,800 yards. Like, seriously. If this is who we are and like who we can be week in and week out, you're talking about Tyler Algier potentially running for 70, 80 yards a game and certainly Bijan running for 120 or more.
I want to ask Arch next segment, you know, about Zach and, you know, if you are scripting the plays, why was the snafu with getting the plays in? You know, if that is the case, maybe they weren't. But one thing for certain, they have something up their sleeve of that first drive, which generally gets pay dirt.
It does.
Like a week ago. I mean, go back to it. You said it. Run, man. Run till they stop it. Because it looked like we were going to blow Minnesota out. And then we just kind of, all the fizzling in the red zone, just 9-6 at halftime.
Yeah, I get, again, changing things up and trying to keep teams off guard. But sometimes it's very simplistic. They can't get off blocks. Let's run the ball. And that was what was happening against Minnesota on Sunday night. 404-726-0929. Appreciate you guys being here as always and listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's Dukes and Bell. We got to talk about what's going on around the NFL. Injuries seemingly everywhere right now, and it's week 2 heading into week 3. Let's get to 4th and 1. All right, first and foremost, in our division, Kalijah Kancey, Mike, torn pec. He is done for the season.
Oh.
So we will not see him. We saw him in the first week against Tampa Bay. Big defensive lineman, guys. They drafted him high, but he is done. Torn pec. It happened last night in that game against the Texans.
Right. So that's a big part again. They've got a big, big physical front we've talked about in the linebacker core with Lavonte David. We mentioned Vita Vea. And bringing in, who are they bringing from the Jets that made the trade? Hassan Reddick. Still got those guys, but that's a big piece.
Khalil Mack also left last night's game in the fourth quarter, sustained an elbow injury, and they are awaiting, I guess, the imaging day-to-day. And if something comes up there, but that may affect certainly the Chargers defense, but he ended up leaving the game last night. So guys on both sides of the ball, defense, offense, there are a bunch of quarterbacks that are out, including J.J. McCarthy, who we'll hear from Kevin O'Connell here in just a second. There are two big controversies that have already started right now, and it's early in the season. One is this Tom Brady thing, and Mike, let's rehash this, because I said to Mike, looking back at that video of Brady in the booth, guys, he's not having a leisure day up there. Like, he is completely locked in, and this controversy has the NFL talking, so much so that the NFL has issued a statement, and I just want to read this to you because they are adamant that Tom Brady didn't break any rules. Quote, there are no policies that prohibit an owner from sitting in the coach's booth or wearing a headset during a game. This is from the NFL. Brady was sitting in the booth in his capacity as a limited partner. That is a response from the NFL on Tom Brady being in there last night.
Right.
The reason why this is a problem, guys, and we mentioned this today on our pre-show podcast that you can check out, it's a conflict of interest. And the reason is because Brady is in these meetings with all the teams and the games that he's doing, and you're getting inside information about game plans and how you want to attack certain teams. That's all good for the broadcast. But then what if you're taking that information and then you're taking it to the team that you're invested in?
Right, because you hear Tony Romo and you hear Greg Olsen, who are better than Brady, by the way, in the booth. But you hear those guys and anybody else who does color commentary. Even Vilma will say there, hey, we saw it at practice. We talked to the OC. This is something we're looking for. Remember John Madden? You know, we saw this at practice. I don't do a good Madden, but you get the idea. There's things that you pick up. And tendencies. So, yeah, that was, I always felt it was a big, great big nothing burger about Tom Brady doing those meetings. But then when you're sitting there and you're involved, as we said, Tom Brady, if we're honest, doesn't do anything half-assed. I mean, that he's committed to making the Raiders better, and he's in there listening in on what's going on. So I would think if you are, especially a team in the AFC West, and Tom Brady is calling some of those games in his capacity as a broadcaster, no way, Jose.
No, I agree. So that controversy is going on. The other one was already out there, and that's the tush push. Did you guys see what happened Sunday and how people were talking about, oh, these guys are firing off early? Andy Reid was asked about the false starts on the tush push. Of course, the Chiefs lost this game. Here was his response.
If guys are moving early, then you've got to call that. So they'll go back and look at that and see what their evaluation is of it. It could be different than mine. Mine, I felt like the guys were moving. That's why I was griping about it, you know, and on the sideline there. So it's you know, sometimes people see things different. So we'll see where it goes. They'll have a chance to evaluate it, and I'll be curious to see what the response is.
So he wasn't the only one. Dean Blandino, who is a Fox Rules analyst.
That was in game he said that, right?
He did. And I think this is what sparked this, Mike, because, look, I've said this. It's the only play that, as a defense, you can't line up and push the guy in from. I'm not lining up and pushing my D tackle on his right butt and pushing him into the center or the guard. Like, it's illegal. You can't do it. So Dean Blandino, this is what he said, and this got a lot of people talking about whether or not the tush push is legal again.
I am done with the tush push, guys. It's a hard play to officiate, like sure, we've been talking about. So they either ruled progress or that Hurts was down. Really hard to see what's happening with the football. We're inside two, so replay has looked at this, and they've determined that there was no fumble.
Yeah, look, I've always felt, you know, it's un-American to take something away because somebody builds a better mousetrap and you just don't want to do it, whether it's hubris or ego of other offensive coordinators or they don't have the personnel like the Eagles do. I would think if you're a short yardage team that struggles like we had over the years, it'd be something you'd give it at least run up the flagpole. That said, but not if you're cheating. Not if you got half the line over the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, you know what? The NFL, you got different camera angles. You can put the drone or whatever you can have the camera right over the line, and you can see it. So maybe, if as you said, you feel they're going to just legislate it out anyway next year.
I think the vote is going to be against
right
it.
But this season, if you are moving, if that's why they've cheated it and the refs don't get it, then let's get the camera above it and give the refs an eye in the sky, and then let's go and let's get it right. Because if that's what they're doing and they've been doing that for the last 3 years, then it is bull.
It is bull. It is our fourth and one segment, guys. We talk about what's going on around the NFL, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Dave Archer on the way, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, to talk with us about all the things that we're wondering about. Bengals have signed Brett Rypien, placed quarterback Joe Burrow on the injured reserve. And by the way, the Bengals play the Vikings Sunday in the 1 o'clock window. Kevin O'Connell, though, is going to be without his quarterback on Sunday.
I would anticipate we are not planning on having him for Sunday and don't likely see this being any kind of short-term IR thing, but I do want to see, and Tyler and the group want to see how he responds, you know, to treatment this week.
That's J.J. McCarthy out our game.
Like as we said, you don't want to see anyone get injured. We're dealing with injuries ourselves. But, yeah, I mean, it is kind of badass when your defense is knocked. I mean, that's even though they've legislated all the contact out of the league, it is still something about trying to take something, the elements of the team, and take it out. We took out McCarthy.
That's
McCarthy
the name. Knockout Boys.
Knockout Boys.
Okay. Knockout Boys.
I like that.
Now, is there a Z?
Now, if we start knocking people out for real.
Yeah. The Knockout Boys, Falcons D. And by the way, we said that quick. Hey, Day-Day, quick, put that on a piece of paper and mail it to yourself. It works as a copyright. Of all the things, because again, I've already got Divine Diablo's wheels are spinning on the idea I gave him for a t-shirt. We're going to make some money off this stuff, man.
It was great. Diablo was like, hey, man, I kind of like that.
You saw his eyes?
Yeah, he got
it's like two little dollar signs in his eyeballs.
Like the devil.
Yes.
Hey, man, while we're talking about quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels is day-to-day, according to Dan Quinn. DQ was talking about his quarterback, Mike. We'll see them at the end of the month. Jaden Daniels, and again, want to see the best players out there. But if he's not out there, they're going to be a different team. Here's their head coach, Dan Quinn.
He did have an MRI, and he has already begun his return to play process with us. He is truly day-to-day. What does that mean for Sunday? I can't tell you that now. I'll have more to share on that when we get to Wednesday and practice and what that would look like.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we have to wait a while to see Buffalo, so this injury may be better by then. But Matt Milano didn't participate yesterday for the Bills.
Okay.
Heart and soul of their linebacker core. Coach McDermott saying there's no clarity if this is a long-term injury. Ed Oliver is also sidelined. Mm-hmm. He didn't play in the win over the Jets. So they're dealing with some injuries. Taran Johnson, corner, and Shaq Thompson dealing with a hammy. So we'll see. Again, they still get to wait till Wednesday, just like the Falcons do, to give you more information on their injuries. But just keep an eye on it because how many years have we been banged up? We know this first quarter of the season or first five games is a beast. I'll take all the advantage I can get.
Me too, bro. One other thing, Mike. I don't know how good Ben Johnson is going to be. But when you're saying that certain players on your team are showing inconsistent effort and you're putting it out there publicly, is that a good way to go about business in your first year as a head coach?
Liam Cohen from the Jaguars showed his post-game comments after a loss, trying to send a message. You can either have a conversation with a young man, and I guess sometimes in the media, coaches and managers and NBA coaches, if the message isn't getting through, you put it out there in the media. Is that what's happened?
Well, Ben Johnson was talking about the effort of some of his players. Remember, they got humiliated this weekend, right? The Lions just put it to – and here, let's examine this real quick. Remember when everybody was saying it was Ben Johnson who was the reason why the Lions were as successful as they were? No, it's the players. They're loaded. They've drafted correctly. They've got a veteran quarterback in Jared Goff. They embarrassed the Bears. Here's Ben Johnson, by the way. And my point is, as much as Ben Johnson did the play calling, it was more about the players. Because if he knew all the secret sauce, Mike, they want to put a 50-burger on those guys. Here he is.
What these guys look like when the ball's not in their hands, that's a big deal for us. And so there were some plays there yesterday that we weren't quite as pleased with what that looked like on tape. And so we're going to find out this week at practice, who wants to practice hard and who wants to be a little bit more involved with the game plan here going into Sunday.
Now, again, that could be anybody, but most people immediately go, quarterback. I mean, that could be. All right, Tyson Bagent, they did give him a contract to keep him as the backup.
They did.
I just read an article, I guess Cowherd was saying with one of his analysts, he might just get one more game. He's a first-round pick.
Oh, Caleb?
Yeah.
No way.
That seems a bit much, but there are stuff in Chicago papers saying, how long is it going to take before Ben Johnson is going to say this guy ain't the guy?
Mike, if they give up on him this early?
Now, remember, the Carolina owner got involved last year with Bryce Johnson. Remember, and got him benched year before, and then the new coach comes in and gets him involved again, and they feel better about it. So I don't know, but there are a lot of people out there that just can't stand Caleb Williams and don't think he's the answer.
Bryce Young, yes.
But I say, Bryce Young of Panthers.
Absolutely. And you know what, though? If they give up, and look, anything can happen. This guy knows, Ben Johnson knows his job's on the line if he can't get this guy right.
Because Canales, we thought, get Bryce Young back on track. And as we said, he's thrown for 300 yards and a tough loss. I mean, I think he's okay, but we got to get after him.
All right, stay right there. Dave Archer, what does he say about our red zone woes? We're going to find out from the analysts of our Atlanta Falcons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's waste no time and talk to our buddy Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons. Arch, heck of a win. It was a dominant performance on Sunday. And look, we got all week to talk about Carolina, and we certainly will. But we want to rehash a few things with you as we talk about I just want to start with the defense. I'm so amped about seeing these young guys perform at this level. And we're talking about limited experience. I mean, you know, Xavier Watts gets his first pick and all of that. And you Billy Bowman and Arch, the thing is, I said this yesterday, I think we're seeing potentially the foundation of what could be a really good defense if these young guys can continue to play this way.
Yeah, Carl, there's no question about the sky's the limit for this group. The thing that I like about it, Carl, is I think the floor is much higher as well. If they don't play well, I think it's because they're so athletic and because they're a bunch of young grinders, I don't think that, you know, that they're going to bottom out in any game. I think that they're really going to play well even when they don't have their A game. So, maybe we saw a little bit of that last week. But this week was certainly let's go hunt, and let's hunt the football and the quarterback. And I thought the thing that you kind of gets lost in when you get six sacks is you stop the run, and you can't really get up the pass unless you're stopping the run game. And they've done it 2 weeks in a row. You know, they were top five. I know you guys talked about it last week. Pressures are pressures. We want to get the quarterback on the ground. They were top five last week in pressures. Jeff Fulbrick stepped into that defensive meeting room and said, "Listen, guys, we're close. You know, this is what the data is saying. We just got to finish." And, right. And I know Raheem told you guys that on Wednesday. We got to finish plays. Well, they did a really good job of maybe reapplying themselves from a discipline standpoint on how to rush the passer from a gap integrity or a rush lane integrity to not let J.J. get out of the pocket. And then let's put him on the ground when we get there. And they did that. And the thing that was encouraging is it's not like defensive backs were sacking him. These were, you know, front four guys putting him on the ground, which is really cool.
Which we love. I mean, we said, Arch, got to go back to like 2017 for that kind of an effort. What do you make of A.J. Terrell? We're going to have to wait till later in the week for the full injury designation, but the hamstring sometimes takes a while. How do they address that if A.J. can't go?
Yeah, I like our depth, Mike. And yeah, you're right. The hamstring's a tough one now, especially when your guy's got to run like he does. You know, you got to run and stride out and all the change of direction. In fact, that's how he hurt his hamstring. You guys saw it. He was changing direction, trying to get back to the outside with a receiver. So from a depth standpoint, I think you're okay. I think that – I thought D. Alford did a really good job when he came in. In fact, they tried him right out of the box, if you guys remember.
Right.
They took play action. They took a shot. They had Thielen going to the left deep corner, and D was right in his hip pocket. But you got Natrone Brooks, who's a dog out there on the corner, if you have to play him out there. Clark Phillips is probably about ready to come off of that, you know, kind of inactive list. He had a rib injury, you guys remember, in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So he's ready. That's the guys that are already on the roster. And then, of course, I know you guys have talked about C.J. Henderson and Kobe Bryant, who are sitting in the, you know, kind of in the bullpen. But I think you've got some depth there. I'm not worried about it. They're not going to change their defense. I heard people talking about, oh, this is going to change their defense. That's not going to change their defense. Okay, A.J. didn't travel with anybody. That's not what Olbrich's doing, is traveling him with the best receiver in the league. So that doesn't happen. They're going to play their stuff, and they've got guys that are more than capable of doing it.
Okay.
All right, Arch. We are more critical, obviously, and maybe you are a lot more, and I'm going to tell our listeners you are, but, you know, again, giving away secret sauce, sometimes we're not able to do as much as we'd like. But the offense itself is moving the football. What do you think the fundamental problem is? Is it Penix? Is there an issue with the quarterback? Is there an issue with the wide receivers? Is this all combined together with why we're bogging down? Because that's the question I continue to get. Like, Dukes, what is the reason? And I don't have one answer.
Yeah, no, it's not one answer, Carl. If it was one answer, they'd already have it figured out. You know, they'd already fixed it if it's one answer. So let's look at a couple of positives first. You threw for 300 yards and had a chance to win game one. Maybe probably should have won game one.
Right.
You ran for 225 yards in game two, and you won game two. So the positives are, if you need to throw it, you can throw it. If you need to run it, you can run it, which is pretty cool. I bet there's a lot of teams in the league that can say that. So now why are you not finishing drives? You talk about the defense being able to finish. Why are you not finishing drives? Five times in the red zone, only one touchdown. And that was one that Minnesota kind of gave up on the play so they could get the ball back, right? So there's a number of things. Michael has missed some shots, okay? He's missed some throws. This weekend, and I know Mike's been talking about, I want to get the ball to Pitts. I want to get the ball to Pitts. Mike's now got all of Pitts' football cards. They're all on the ball in his room, okay? He did miss Michael, or he did miss Pitts a couple of times, and there was a couple plays in the red zone in particular. Pitts was lined up slot right, nasty slit right, had a receiver outside of him. They tried to play an umbrella coverage, kind of a two deep look. Pitts does a really good job of avoiding the backer and kind of bends to the inside, much like the catch he made against Washington for the touchdown that sent it to overtime. Right, the really good throw on fourth down. For some reason, Michael took his eyes off him because he comes wide open over the middle, and he didn't take it. Now, there's a couple other throws you could kind of debate, okay, should I have thrown it to Pitts? But, again, coverage takes you certain places with your eyes and where you're going to throw the ball. They're not just lining up saying, okay, this route goes to Drake. This route goes to Ray. They don't do that. That's not the way it works. But you can look in Pitts' way, especially when you see two deep coverage, especially down in the red zone, and Kyle is lined up kind of in that slot or tight end flex position. You want to attack the middle of the field if you can, and they had an opportunity there for Pitts. So there's some misses there. I thought that the receivers showed a bit of a lack of sense of urgency in the red zone as well. I thought there was one throw to Mooney to the left side in the corner of the end zone. Mooney kind of slapped his hands. He didn't run the route very well, and that's something Darnell does a really good job of. And then Ray McCloud is kind of weak getting out of his break on another throw to the end zone, about 5 yards deep in the end zone. If he comes out of the break cleanly, this ball's going to hit him in the chest. So there's the receivers, there's Penix, and then you're also having some protection breakdowns in those situations because teams in the first 2 weeks have decided to come after you some in the red zone, and maybe we haven't picked it up as well. So that's encompassing everybody that protects. So there you go. There's the quarterback, the receivers, and the offensive line is why maybe you're misfiring down in the red zone.
And that's the one, because Cron and I talked about this, that one play you mentioned with Ray just didn't pass the, or the Mooney didn't pass the eye test. You're right about that. Dave Archer's with us, guys. He and Wes Drewham, that's Wes Durham, have the call up in Carolina. We'll talk about that game in a minute. Arch, one of the things we got into also just on the offense, because you're the guy to ask, play action. When you're running the football that well, isn't just play action just, to me, it's like, man, we're really going to trip up Minnesota. We're going to give these receivers at half a count to get open and maybe on some underneath stuff, because you're going to get that safety or you're going to get that linebacker frozen.
Yeah, it's a good point, Mike. And obviously, when you run the football, play action should be a good piece of what you can do on first and second down. Okay, so let's break down what play action is. Play action is not just the quarterback faking the ball to the running back, because the front seven's not looking at the running back. They're looking at the offensive line. So how is your run action with the five guys that are going to ultimately step back and pass protect? How well are they bluffing in run action? That's what to look for. Is am I getting those first couple of steps of run action, and then I'm losing ground to pass protect? It's a technique that's not easy to do. And so that's an area that you need to watch when you begin to think about play action. It's not just the quarterback sticking the ball in the belly of the matrix or the bowling ball of razor blades and pulling it out. It's about everybody showing run action. And so we had, I think, I'm going to look at my numbers real quickly. I think we had six play action passes in the game. Seven play action passes. We threw it 23 times. So that's essentially just right around a third of the time you play action, okay, on runs or play, passing situations. So that's a decent percentage. Is it enough? I call for the play during the game. We had the third down and two play at about the 17-yard line, maybe it was the 12-yard line. Bajana just caught a ball in the left flat for about a 5-yard gain. It was third and two. I said, everybody, this is a great place that if you're thinking about going for it on fourth down to run a little play action here, run action where your O-line steps like they're going to come off the ball, then retreat. So look for that, guys, when you're watching play action. How good are we at bluffing up front? Because remember, the safeties and the corners are the only ones looking in the backfield. The front seven's looking at the offensive line to see what they're doing.
All right, Arch, let's look ahead a little bit, because I'd love a little get back. It doesn't mean anything because last season is over. But the way we played in that last game, the defense, you'd like to get a little redemption going up against Carolina this weekend. We know they're going to be apparently without a couple of their offensive linemen. Can't worry about that. Can we do what we did to the Vikings to the Carolina Panthers defensively?
These guys are big. Well, defensively, yes. I think we can get after them up front. Certainly, they're going to be ailing on the offensive line. There'll be some guys that will be plugged in. Now, some of these guys are going to play. Zavala's going to play guard. I think Mays is going to play center. Those guys combined have about 15 starts or so. I think Mays last year started 8 games at center for them. So they're putting in guys that have played. So it's not guys that are like last weekend when they plugged in the center for Minnesota. He played 3 games in his NFL career. So that was to be drinking through a fire hose. These guys have actually played before. The thing that concerns me a little bit more is how big they are up front. Remember, Derrick Brown didn't play against us last year in either game.
Right.
And now they got Bobby Brown. That's not the new addition Bobby Brown. That's the defensive lineman Bobby Brown. Okay? And also have A'shaun Robinson who comes over on defense. 8 of their 11 starters defensively are new players, are free agent pickups. They went and rebuilt their defense, and they are big in the middle. Bobby Brown's 330. A'shaun Robinson's 320. Derrick Brown is 320. That's going to be tough to test them in the middle. But one thing you can do is you might be able to log those big guys to the inside and run to the perimeter, which is something we're really good at.
And if we're running the ball effective with Bijan, why don't we just run it 100 times?
What?
Not with him. I mean, not all at once.
Oh.
That'd be a record. But you know what I'm saying, Arch? You know, when Carl and I were saying the dreaded offensive coordinator outsmarting himself, like, let's march down the field with the run game and let's throw it in the red zone. I mean, and as you said, they are going to challenge Pettix, so the run game will be at a premium.
Yeah, so if the car ain't broke, Mike, it's like your Batmobile. If it's not broken, I'm going to keep driving that bad boy, although you trade yours in every 2 years or something like that.
That's true.
But no, keep running the football. I think, by the way, guys, the nickname for – I've been working on it for Robinson, and it's been used a few times different places, but the nickname for Robinson now is the Matrix.
Ah,
you can take the blue pill or the red pill. The blue pill – he's going to make you miss and take all your clothes off of you. The red pill is he's just going to run by you with speed. So you can either take the blue pill or the red pill, but you ain't touching the matrix.
I love it because he is freaky in those situations where you go, oh, there's three guys around him. Right. And he's gone.
Yeah, he's not Mr. Anderson. He's Mr. Right. Robbins.
And that's better than Arch's first idea, which was Mike Honcho.
I thought that was your nickname when you were spinning wax in West Virginia.
Arch, great work, man. We'll talk to you up at the branch. Appreciate you always stopping by, guys. And he, along with Wes, will have the call from Carolina on Sunday. We're looking to improve to 2-1. It's a divisional game. It's going to be a good game on Sunday. Arch, thanks so much.
Great talking to you, fellas. Take care.
All right.
I love that, by the way. I really do. Really, Bobby Brown? His moves, I mean, like, it's indescribable how he gets out of these situations. And you're like, he breaks tackles. All right. We got more to get to. Day-Day, what's on his mind?
Now, Sean Marion was the Matrix in the NBA.
Correct. That's right.
But at the end of the day, how many guys don't remember who Sean Marion is?
Nobody. All right. We'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mike, we were just talking about the Matrix. I love that from Dave Archer, by the way. He was talking about Bijan Robinson. Take the blue or the red pill. Either way, you're going to get shook. But you were saying something about Sean Marion.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, Sean. For those who don't remember, Sean Marion, Kenny Smith gave him the nickname because of his versatility and athleticism. And I remember reading the story on the radio back in the day. Apparently, he went Day-Day and got a tattoo of the Matrix, apparently either in Chinese or Japanese. But the tattoo in the Chinese characters was apparently a result of a miscommunication. So instead of having saying the Matrix in whatever Asian symbols he was looking for, it turned into demon bird mothballs.
What? That's what it read?
Apparently, the tattoo in Chinese characters was the result of a miscommunication with a tattoo artist who spoke English with a Japanese accent.
That's why I've never been a fan of getting the tattoos in the other languages.
I mean, it gains some attention. So basically, it's supposed to say The Matrix, but it basically says in Chinese, demon bird mothballs. It's like that Snickers ad when the guy goes to the tattoo parlor and the tattoo artist is sleepy and he goes, no regrets, instead of no regrets.
No regrets.
But anyway, that made me, I knew there was a story attached to it. There you go. That's what the Matrix
is. So you
was.
Can't get that fixed?
I guess, but it's a Chinese symbol, so you got to, good luck covering that up all and right. changing it.
It's Frito. No regrets.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I've got an Irish symbol in Gaelic on my tuchus, and I literally spelled it out.
Where, Mike?
On my left. You know the story. It's an old Irish thing, but on my butt and my left cheek, and not that far down. It wasn't like it was awkward for the tattoo artist, right below the underpants line.
I'm glad you clarified that.
You're going to give us the exact location there, Mike, yes.
I did know a woman that had something written. Well, that's another story. But anyway, I digress. But no, it was in Latin over a certain part of her body that said, truth lies within.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, that's really taken it to the next level.
I hope she lived up to it. Hey, Day-Day, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. Happy Tuesday.
Speaking of segues, Day-Day.
All right. So first off, here's what's on my mind. On a Tuesday, Atlanta Dream, man. Want to show them some love. Give them a shout-out tonight. They'll look to close out the Indiana Fever in the opening round of the WNBA playoffs. They have the 1-0 series leads. You know, WNBA. It's a best of three. Is it all the way throughout or just the first few rounds and then best of five at the end?
That's a good question.
I think it's best of five for the championship. I'll double check that. Yeah, so shout-out to the Atlanta Dream. They're actually in Indiana for this one, so hopefully they'll be able to come home with a dub. All right, guys. This may be my last time working with you all after I say this.
What do I do now?
It's not
true. How? What? Now what?
This could be my last time working with you all after I say what I'm about to say.
Oh.
Carl?
Why you got to start with me?
My name's Bennett.
Texas is in trouble, Doc.
Oh, here we go.
So Arch Manning came out and said he knows he's got to play better, right?
Yes.
Says, I know I'm going to play better, and we're going to be in better offense. Here's why I'm concerned about Texas.
You're right. This may be your last time working with us. Go ahead.
Since Ohio State, they've played San Jose and UTEP.
Yes.
Now, while Arch did bounce back against San Jose, I think he had 4 touchdowns, nearly 300 yards. He looked like crap last week. 114, touchdown, interception.
They're booing him.
And you don't even play anybody for another 2 weeks as far as competition. You got Sam Houston next.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks to get right. It's 2 weeks to work on those fundamentals.
He needs to have one of the best performances ever against Sam Houston. I'm sorry. Now granted, while Florida is reeling, that will be a prime opportunity for Florida
to get right.
Right.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Then you turn around and play Oklahoma after that.
Oh, yeah. No. And if you don't show out there, that's an embarrassment upon embarrassment.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm really concerned about, all jokes aside.
I'm really worried about Carl's mental health is more than anything else.
But no, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think he's not the man. I think there's too much hype. I think now I know why they didn't put him in over yours.
He wasn't ready. I said this. No, look, there is a learning process and all the things that go along with that. I just felt like the expectations couldn't have been met. If his name wasn't Arch Manning, it could have been Joe Schmo.
Right.
The expectations couldn't have been met. I said this after week one. Everybody thought he'd go into Ohio State and throw 5 touchdowns and 500 yards. But to your point, Day, he does have to play better, and he knows this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to say, just watching him and talking to folks there, the mechanical stuff, it's all fixable. Right. Throwing across your body as you're running, you know, across the field, you just don't do those things. But he's trying so hard.
Right.
He wants this to be like the moment that everybody wants it to be. And that's when you start doing dumb stuff, Mike. You throw into coverages.
Right.
You throw across your body. You throw off your back foot. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have all of that just physically to be able to pull that stuff off. So he's got to be mechanically right. And if he works on those things the next few weeks, hopefully he shows up.
But it's just, I mean, it's just, you're too close to it. It's just, it is funny, though, because there's just no level of pressure in college football. I thought maybe Carson Beck had some pressure in Miami. He's like handling with it. Right. But not like this. And remember, this is Cooper's son. This is the oldest of the Manning, kids. And eventually Eli, and we'll find out if Eli or Peyton's kids decide to go play quarterback at this level. But the things
that'll even be worse.
Oh my God!
Your dad's a Super Bowl winning Hall of Famer.
Peyton's kid is an eighth grader at a boarding school in Tennessee. Yeah.
But that's what everyone just assumes that, like, you know, this kid comes home and, like, all of a sudden Arch Manning, his grandfather Archie, and Peyton and Eli all jump on a Zoom meeting and break down film for three. It's not the way it works.
No.
And then you throw in the pressure of Sark, who I don't know if Sark's the right guy for Arch Manning.
Right.
With the pressure and how he handles pressure himself. So I'm not trying to make you angry. I'm just saying it's a weird, weird place to be in for a guy where it's basically national championship or bust your first year as a starter.
Look, I don't put on a uniform. Like, it doesn't affect me that way. Mm-hmm. I'm just too big of a college football fan. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, I love these stories that evolve, right? And seeing them play out. Like watching what we saw last week with Gunner. To have all the doubt and wonder, all right, is he going to really show up? And then to have Gunner do what he did. Dude, I'm on board. I love seeing these stories. I want to see Arch do well so we can be like, okay, he's living up to it. But sometimes you don't. Sometimes these players don't live up to it, man, and it's just what it is.
Right. I mean, look, think of every five-star can't-miss quarterback who missed, who's gone.
Yeah.
You know, who never had that, you know, maybe a cup of coffee somewhere. Like, remember we had a guy call in. You and I were joking about this the other day. After Trevor Lawrence went to the NFL, we literally had a guy call in the show. I go, let me tell you something. DJ Uiagalelei will make you forget about Trevor Lawrence. Well, good luck with that.
No, he made me forget.
Yeah.
Forget that I should have never watched him.
FSU, man. We got DJ Ukulele. Got the booby prize last year. Anyway, but yeah, you got to feel good about Gunnar Stockton. But as Carl said, with the things he did, we'll talk to Connor Riley coming up next hour about the Dogs.
Yep. All right, let's bring it back home. Speaking of the Dogs, I think the Dogs' defense needs a little more props. We really haven't talked about that side of the ball.
David Pollock
says
they're looking for a pass rush.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Here's why I say this. All right, they trailed 21-7, right?
Yes.
In the first quarter. They shut them out in the second quarter, held them to just a touchdown in the third quarter. So, you know, for me personally, I was just kind of going back looking at it, and I was just like, you know what? I think the defense deserves a little more credit because, again, Kirby has been telling us he's got a young team, and we saw that. I think that's what we saw in the first quarter. Mm. The young team on the field trying to figure themselves out.
Especially that secondary.
Definitely in the secondary. But I feel like once the defense settled in, that's really why Georgia kind of was able to get back into this game, not taken away from the big plays that we were wanting to see out of Gunner Stockton. But I just feel like the defense probably deserves a little more credit for being able to settle down and kind of slow the pace of Tennessee. Because on our text thread, we were like, yo, Tennessee is looking just open up.
But 41 points, I mean, I know there's going to be baby steps. It's a road game. That's kind of like where these games are now in college ball, as Carl said. But, you know, it won sack. Chris, I think it was Cole, had the one sack. That's why Pollock was saying we'll put that pass rush on a milk carton if you're Georgia.
It's not enough. And here's the thing, too, for me, Day-Day, when you talk about the defense, and it's settled, but who else could potentially gouge Georgia like that offensively? Who else in the SEC that they're going to see this year that presents what Tennessee presented, okay? Forget about what you thought about Aguilar. Just saying, you know what? They got the potential to put up 35 or more on us. I don't know if they're going to see a more explosive offense this season.
Not Ole Miss, you don't think?
No.
Well, Ole Miss, I tell you what, they put some points on the board, but
Simmons has not been efficient enough for me.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm just talking about from a quarterback standpoint. Like, Aguilar is more accurate, throws a better deep ball than Simmons. Simmons was a pitcher, for those who don't know, and sometimes it looks like he's pitching when he throws a football. That's my issue with this. Like, I agree with you. The defense is – but I don't know if they're going to see another team that has the capability
and
to do what Tennessee did.
And by the way, Chandler's threw for 353 against Arkansas, you know, when he came in at quarterback, so – I mean, I always worry about Lane Kiffin, especially as Ole Miss has a little confidence from beating Georgia in the rain last year at Oxford.
Offensive line's not the same either.
Right. Yeah. But, you don't. We just broke down Arch Manning. You're not scared of him right now.
No.
And you're not scared of Alabama unless,
well,
you know.
Well, what's going to happen in that game, Mike, if Arch is still playing suspect?
Right.
Texas's defense can hang. They can hold Georgia to 20 or 21 points. They got to be able to score 24-28, and that's going to be the question going into that game.
But the problem with that is Georgia shows that they can, you know, nickel and dime you on the run game.
Yep.
then Texas's defense starts to get tired.
Because you're on the field.
Because you're on the field.
Totally agree. And that's why running the ball the way they did against Tennessee was so impressive.
Yeah. All right, last one, and it's not a main thing or a big deal, I should say, but I just kind of want to piggyback off of what you guys talked about yesterday. I really feel good about this Falcons defense. Through these first two games, I'm confident in saying I think they are well on their way to being a top 10 defense this season. Arch mentioned it to you guys. Look, the success was there in a sense in week one. They just didn't finish. They literally went back, built off of what they did in week one, and I mean had a phenomenal performance. So really just want to close out by saying I'm really high on the Falcons being a top 10 defense
So if we are a top 10 defense, which would be great, then does that put us in the playoffs based on what you're saying? The defense is going to carry us. And that hasn't happened, Mike, in a very long time.
No, like we said, ironically, we just talked about Steve Sarkisian. He was really never comfortable calling the Kyle Shanahan offense in 17. 18, we were much better. That's when the defense broke down. That's why I always go back to the 2017 defense. Remember, the Eagles scored like, what, 40-some-odd points in that Super Bowl? We shut them down. We kept them to 15. I mean, we kept the Rams and the Eagles to 29 points combined in those two playoff games. So if that's where this defense is trending, and even then, as good as that defense was, that was Vic Beasley, and you know Vic, you know effort was here or there. We believe in what we're seeing right now. It's a small sample size, but we got some dogs, man. I mean, let's be honest. Jalen Walker and Pierce are
They're good.
They're killers.
They're good,
and that's not what Vic Beasley was.
All right, that's what's on my mind, guys.
Good stuff, man. And Day Day, you can still hang out with us. Coming up, Connor Riley will join us.
What is a button not to push with you about Texas?
I'm not going to tell you that because you're going to push it.
He thought for a minute long and hard.
I had you on the hook. It was like this close.
He was going to say it, Mike.
It was like this close.
No, look, I'm not.
That was always like, us Victor says what?
Yeah, look, here's the deal with you. This is what we know. Florida State's losing. You're like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
You're done. I don't have to push your button.
There's a litany of triggers for me with that. That's you.
I don't have to say your coach sucks. Mike's like, I know he does. All right, look, we're coming back. Water boys are on the way. Yeah, Be Rich and Trey are going to stop by and kick it with us. But coming up next, Connor Riley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.